Good morning.
Sorry.
A couple of weeks ago, our response psalm said, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness." And this then is followed up in today's Old Testament and Psalms as well. "There is no God beside you who have the care for all. You, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you." This was the experience of Israel. And it's good news when you think about it. Today we also said, "For your might is the source of your justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all." It is precisely then God's power that allows God to be kind and just and lenient. Kindness flows from strength. For us, it is a sign of strong faith. Unkindness, judgment, flow from our weaknesses. It is not through domination nor violence that we are strong, quite the opposite. Divine power generates justice. God's strength engenders lenience. "And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind." Those who are just must be kind. So in looking how God deals with us, sinners, that's how we are to act towards others. I mean, think, we assume what we know about God, but it doesn't have to be that way. God's all powerful, right? God can do whatever God chooses to do. And God has free rein to deal with us however he pleases. But God always chooses patience and kindness and justice. And if that's what God does, we who are made in the image and likeness of God, that's who we are called to be. And if you search the scriptures, that's exactly what he teaches us constantly, most powerfully, of course, through Jesus himself. If we put this together with our gospel, we have these three parables today. "Let them grow, lest in trying to pull out the weeds, we might hurt the good grain." In trying ourselves to judge, we might hurt the good. And in fact, we do hurt the good when we freely judge. We think our judgments are objective and true, but they're not. Every judgment we make comes from within us, not from God. Our judgments are flawed, are limited, just like us. I mean, we're people. We don't see what God sees. We don't know what God knows. In our weaknesses, our lack of understanding, we judge and act rashly. Our weakness shows itself when we hurt others. Bullying, oppressing, ignoring, complacency to their sufferings. All these are spiritual paucity, failures, weaknesses. The end of time, well, that's in God's care. Justice will be served, but it's not our concern. We are to nurture the good. Everyone can use a little nurturing, actually a lot of nurturing. The one characteristic of all those who behave badly is a lack of nurture. And so we are called to nurture our brothers and sisters in their need, our weakness and theirs. So what does nurture look like? Go to our parables today. The parable of the mustard seed, which grows into a bush, where all the birds of the air come and build their nests. It speaks of inclusivity. All the birds come. They build their nests. They nurture their young. They seek shelter. Since our judgments are flawed, if we err, and we will, we must err on the side of inclusivity, of compassion, and love. That is to say, to leave no one out. No one escapes the nurture that we are called to offer. It is our first responsibility to our brothers and sisters. The yeast dies to itself so that the whole batch might rise. It's not all about me, right? We are to rise and fall, but we rise and fall together. Instead of praying or acting for my salvation or my well-being, let us pray for our salvation and our well-being. Again, let us be inclusive in our prayers. This is the prayer that Paul speaks of, the groanings of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for his holy ones according to God's will. Let our prayer be according to God's will, not according to my will. It is precisely through this give and take of life with selfish, inconsiderate sinners like ourselves that we learn to be patient and understanding, tolerant and forgiving. These become our strengths. If we allow the grace of God to work on our lives, it can both refine and strengthen us. And then, and only then, can we be kind.
Let us proclaim then this God who is so kind to us. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Relying on the Spirit who always intercedes for us,